You're listening to SBS News.
Australia wrapped up the first cricket test against New Zealand in Perth last night with a resounding victory by 296 runs. This is how Fox Sports called the final wicket to fall when Tim Southee was caught by Steve Smith, bowled by Nathan Lyon.
Trans-Tasman Trophy.
Mitch Stark won the player of the match with his 9 wickets, and afterwards Australia captain Tim Payne paid tribute to his side, which was a man down.
Really proud of our bowling attack to take 20 wickets in, I think, 105 overs with two seamers is a pretty incredible effort in this heat. And I thought Starkey, Pat and Lino were outstanding, and then even a few of our part-timers, particularly Marnus, was really good, got a key wicket for us, and even Wadey bowled a nice little spell there in the middle for us.
Australia played almost the entire match a bowler down after Josh Hazlewood sustained a hamstring injury, which has also ruled him out of the next match at the MCG in Melbourne, the Boxing Day Test. The United States surged to victory in the President's Cup at the Royal Melbourne Golf Course on Sunday. US captain Tiger Woods won all his 3 matches over the weekend and was the only player on either side to achieve that feat. Woods' team ran out winners by 16 points to 14, despite starting the final day 2 points behind the international team, which was led by another golfing legend, South Africa's Ernie Els. After the win, the 15-time major winner Woods admitted his team's come-from-behind victory only happened after they showed great belief in themselves.
They believed in one another. We relied on one another as a team, and we did it together. Well, I trust all my 11 guys. And trust them implicitly. I told them from the very get-go, and they went out there and got the points we needed. We fought, even the points we lost, we were making them earn every one of them, and this cup wasn't going to be given to us. We had to go earn it, and we did.
The US victory means the international team's 21-year wait for a win continues until the next staging of the biennial competition in North Carolina in 2021. In the National Basketball League, there was a thrilling finish to the clash between the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix and the Cairns Taipans. With Cairns set to win, holding a 3-point lead inside the last 12 seconds, Phoenix's import guard John Robertson nailed a long-range 3-pointer. This is how SBS Viceland broadcast the match-changing moment.
Comes up with a steal, and the Phoenix with a chance to tie it up and send it into overtime. Oh! Robertson!
Wow!
Yes! John Robertson!
Wow.
Great. Don't worry about Boxing Day with the roof open. It's about to bust open now.
Robertson then added 15 more points in the extra time period to secure his side a 112-105 point win. The Sydney Kings maintained their lead at the top of the ladder after holding Melbourne United to their lowest score of the season in the 104-81 point win. In European football, Liverpool has opened up a 10-point lead in the English Premier League after a 2-0 win against bottom club Watford. The Reds moved further clear of second-place Leicester after the Foxes were held by Norwich. Elsewhere, there were wins for Burnley, Bournemouth, Sheffield United and West Ham. With Liverpool's involvement in the Club World Cup in Doha, Jurgen Klopp says his side are facing the prospect of playing 5 matches over the next 12 days. And the German, who extended his contract at Anfield until 2024 over the weekend, isn't impressed by the hectic schedule his team is facing.
Today I read an article that the top clubs want to do more games in the Champions League or whatever. I'm not involved in these plans, so that's absolute bollocks as well. So, no, that's how it is. We can talk about everything, but we have to cut off games, not putting more in.
In the A-League this weekend, there was some ill feeling in the match between the Brisbane Roar and Western United. Roar coach Robbie Fowler criticised his counterpart Mark Redan following Western United's 2-0 win on Friday night. Fowler accused United of cheating by employing time-wasting tactics. The coaches didn't shake hands after the final whistle, and Roar chief executive David Poré engaged in a verbal altercation with Redan. Here's what both men had to say on Fox Sports after the match. Firstly, Robbie Fowler, then Mark Redan.
You know, he's gone up to my CEO and instigated an argument saying that we're in disgrace. Well, I mean, for him to be saying that's disgraceful, I think he needs to look at himself.
I went over as per normal to shake hands with the opposition coach, all coaches, and they went around. I asked the CEO post-game and he, quite surprisingly, had a crack as well.
Sydney maintained its 5-point lead at the top with a 1-0 win against Central Coast, while Melbourne City won impressively at the Newcastle Jets 4-0 to stay in second spot. In the W League, Perth and Canberra drew their match on Friday, Brisbane Roar beat Adelaide on Saturday, while Sydney FC got back to winning ways with a 2-0 win at Newcastle on Sunday. That result keeps Sydney 1 point off top spot, which is held by Melbourne City. John Baldock, SBS News.